From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. A 63-year-old man in Florida has been hospitalized with pulmonary anthrax. Since bioterrorism experts consider anthrax one of the most likely tools for bioterrorists, the case has raised concern. But officials say this case is isolated and there's no evidence of terrorism. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
At a White House press conference today, Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson cautioned against overreaction.
People need to understand that our public health system is on heightened alert, so we may have more public reports of what appears to be isolated cases. We will be responding very aggressively. But I want to point out once again that this is an isolated case and it's not contagious.
Thompson said he doesn't think the current case happened as a result of a deliberate release of anthrax bacteria into the environment. Health officials have so far found no similar cases in either Florida or North Carolina, where the man traveled briefly. Anthrax bacteria reside in animals and in the soil. Human infections can occur spontaneously. It happens every year in agricultural regions in developing countries. But cases are extremely rare in the United States. There was a case last year in Texas and one in Florida in 1976. Dr. Scott Lillybridge of the Department of Health and Human Services says officials are investigating how the Florida man became infected.
Sporadic cases may occur from contact with wool, animal products, hides, that sort of thing. And occasionally we don't know the context of these. These are sporadic, episodic things that happen from time to time.
Symptoms generally occur within 7 days of exposure, starting out as fever, muscle aches, and pain, and can mimic other conditions. The Florida patient, an outdoorsman, entered JFK Medical Center in Lantana a few days ago, confused, feverish, and vomiting. Doctors at first suspected meningitis. They did a spinal tap and found bacteria that looked like anthrax. Within a day, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed that it was a case of inhalation anthrax. Secretary Thompson advised people in the Palm Beach County area with severe respiratory problems to see their doctor. There's an anthrax vaccine. It's been used in military personnel and veterinary workers, but it's not available to the general public. Anthrax infections can be halted with antibiotics such as penicillin or Cipro, but treatment has to start immediately. Thompson is not advising people to take the antibiotics preventively, but he was quick to note that the federal government has plenty of antibiotics on hand if an outbreak were to occur. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.